This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 225, how a Three Keys IELTS student got an 8.5 in writing. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, we'll find out about one of our students who recently got an 8.5 in writing. Find out how he did it with the Power Hour and Three Keys IELTS.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. Yeah.
Yeah? Going well?
Yeah. I think I'm going to work on a new vision board today.
Oh, yeah. That's such a cool activity.
I think really it's probably been almost a year since we started talking about vision boards and I did my first one. And okay. So, yeah, that's like super old. And I need to sort of reevaluate, like summer's coming, you know, yes. And it's the seasons change. There's new things to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that. I like that idea. It's important to keep questioning your visions and your dreams. You know, mm-hmm. You shouldn't get complacent and just think that what you wanted a few years ago is necessarily what you want now.
Yeah. And I think, and also this idea, like the changing of the seasons, you know, this weekend we get to change our clocks.
Yes.
Spring forward. We get to change our clocks forward. And it's just sort of like that, cause I forgot that it was going to be, that we were going to change our clocks this weekend. And somebody told me and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, like things are changing. You know, the seasons are changing. I need to change. I need to think about some new stuff to do.
No, that's good. You got to reinvent yourself. I really like that. Me too. I'm definitely thinking about the summer and super excited for the summer. It's just like this state of mind that comes about when we go into spring and summer, like things just kind of loosen up in our minds a bit.
Totally. But really, they do. Like, I'm becoming sort of more laid back about, you know, what James and I are going to do together because it's like outdoor activities are so much more flexible and open than indoor activities, you know, like when it's raining and cold, I have to be very specific about what we're going to do. Like we're going to go to the indoor playground for 1 hour because that's about the maximum. And then you know what I mean? But
no, that's
summertime. Yeah. We're going to go hiking. We're going to ride bikes. These are like full day activities. So
love it.
Super excited.
Good times. Awesome. And our listeners will feel that way when they pass their IELTS exams, you know, before the summer, hopefully, and have a chance to enjoy this summer.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. What a weight off your shoulders, guys. If you can get yourself organized, get perhaps a study plan like the one in our course, and that frees up your time because you know, if like I'm talking about planning time, obviously, like I really love to be organized, right? And if you're studying for IELTS, you have to be really organized. You can't just approach it with this like, you know, I'll fit it in. I'll get it done or like waste an hour trying to find stuff online or whatever. But if you have a study plan, then you could use that to build your schedule around for the summer.
Oh,
and you
could
say like, okay, what am I doing today? So I have 3 hours to work on IELTS and then your whole day is free. And then you could go for a hike. You could go for a bike ride.
Yeah. I mean, we have more control over our schedules than we think if we're smart and efficient about it. If we have a good study plan that organizes our time, because then we don't waste that time trying to evaluate websites to see whether or not they're the quality that we actually need.
Exactly.
Right. For preparation. Yeah.
It's just not efficient. Mm. And, you know, the student that we're talking about today, okay, I'm not going to bury the lead here because he got an 8.5 in writing.
That is unheard of, Jessica.
It's crazy amazing. He's not a native speaker. He's from Brazil. He got an 8.5. So, that his organization, his drive and motivation to do this. You know, that's what got him that 8.5. So he organized one-on-one sessions with me. He joined a power hour. He joined three power hours. And he was also working with online tutors, native speakers to implement the advice I gave him. Okay.
Wow.
He organized his time. And I know for a fact he still went surfing. He still hung out with his girlfriend. He still had a fun life because he worked really hard and efficiently with the hours that he did spend studying.
I love that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go into a little bit more detail about how this student in our course was able to pull off this 8.5 so that some of our listeners can try to mimic this and do the same thing. Because this is the way that it's done if we want to get to our visions and our dreams. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. We have to be intentional about it.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to be motivated. You have to be willing to work hard. And you have to be organized, you guys. You can't just like flail from site to site. Or, like traditional classroom to whatever. You can't just like use random stuff to do this. So this student, he impressed me from the beginning. Okay. So I want to talk about his scores. I want to break it down into categories. So we know that you're graded on four things in writing. All right. Mm-hmm. So you have the task achievement, task response, grammar, vocabulary, cohesion, and coherence. So this student was already high level, right? Like I'm not going to increase somebody's grammar score by 2 points just in a couple classes, obviously. So he already had fantastic grammar. His vocabulary was already really good, but we did have to focus it a bit. And I did have to remind him that he does have to use interesting high-level vocabulary with a couple idioms thrown in task two in order to reach that 7 or higher, which obviously higher he got for vocabulary. So he came to me with good vocab, but I did have to focus it into what the examiner wanted.
Today you're hearing about a success story where a student in our course got an 8.5 in writing. We're getting more and more 8s and more success stories these days. So if you'd like to be one of these success stories and be interviewed on IELTS Energy, get into our course now, allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and get on track for your step-by-step success study plan. Yeah, I think it's really important to note that. I mean, again, we've said over and over that the two pieces are the general fluency and understanding the exam and having strategies, right? Mm-hmm. And we can't, you know, we just cannot come into a course and not having the general fluency to be high enough. Like we do have some activities to help you guys with general fluency. But, you know, a one or two month study plan is not going to move your general fluency to a hugely different level, right, Jessica? You need to have a baseline.
Exactly. Exactly. I think our course is perfect for the intermediate and above students. And I do believe that even if you do the 30-day study plan, the overall English ability, we have activities every day to improve your overall English ability. And I believe from a teaching standpoint, I could see what these activities do, and they do improve overall fluency. They do for sure. Even just the 30-day study plan. And that's one of the biggest strengths of our course is that I'm not only teaching you the testing skills you need to get this 8.5, but I'm also improving your overall English at the same time, which other courses don't do. They just don't.
Right.
So, but he did come in at the upper end of, the level. So he had that. The biggest thing that I was able to help him with in these one-on-one classes, and in, the power hours was focusing his ideas and connecting it to the question. Because one of the biggest dangers of being such a high level student is that you want to make things too complicated. And we've referenced this in some recent episodes. And your ideas are sometimes not they're too much. They're just too complicated.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get across these complicated ideas in such a short essay.
Right,
I really have to work with these high level students on being able to be very direct in their reasons, being able to look at this brainstorm and only choose what you need for the essay, not try to include too much, because something that he did was, add these extra ideas at the end of the paragraphs. And so, let me make this more clear. So teachers tell you to have, in your body paragraphs, have a topic sentence, a reason, examples and details, another reason, examples and details. But if you're a high level student, you don't have to follow that exactly. You don't have to have that second reason, because what happens is you're not supporting it as clearly as the first reason. And that takes away from task achievement. That takes away from cohesion and coherence. It lowers your score. And that's what he was doing. So. What I was able to help him do was to have that very strong first reason and support that with very specific reasons and examples, like fake research, like putting in a personal example from your life, and just ending the paragraph there and not feeling that he needed to keep adding stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the curse of knowing too much and being able to articulate too much is we could potentially write forever and be very disorganized. But, you know, it's so good that you're able to take students at this kind of high level and just channel what they already know into the right direction. And then getting that score is not that hard in the end.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, obviously you got an 8.5.
So cool.
Being able to trust in my strategies and our strategies.
Yes.
Trusting that the simple, direct strategies that we're teaching you. I think sometimes really smart people look at this, or high level students look at this, and they're like, it can't be that easy. Like, really? All I have to do to score highly? And so, especially with these high level students, I've been having one-on-one classes with them, and it's really just a matter of me telling them, like, seriously, this is it. Like, this is all you have to do. Like, I told you this before, and then I got your essay you sent me, and it's, you know, 2 band points below what you deserve, because you're not making it simple enough.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow. And we've talked about the danger of working with a teacher who doesn't understand the IELTS very well. And therefore that teacher can make it very complicated and make the whole thing much more stressful and still lower our score.
Exactly. I know. And it's just a matter of seriously, like, going through our course, learning these strategies, practicing this stuff on your own, and then just investing that little bit for that extra 30-minute class with me just to check in. And just for me, it's just, you know, you just need to be reminded and be comforted on some level to be like, you do have what you need to do. And I'm looking at your essay right now. And you know what? You're not exactly following these simple strategies. So let's try again. I'm gonna give you another essay for homework. And then I'm gonna meet with you on Friday for 30 minutes. And it's seriously just within that 1 week, with just those 2 classes that I've had with students, their band scores increased by 2 points.
Oh,
you know,
so they're getting the permission to follow the strategy.
Yeah,
but a lot of these students that you're meeting with, they've already gone through the course.
Yes.
They've learned the strategies, right, in the video lessons. But for some reason, they need that extra encouragement to really follow it, to double down on that, right?
Exactly. And that's what we've been seeing in these power hours. I mean, the power hours are growing. When we started the power hours, sometimes we had to cancel them because we didn't have enough students, right?
Yeah, right.
But that's what happens when you start new projects. And as we're doing these power hours, they're getting more and more effective. As, you know, as I get practice in them as well, learning how to use this hour to best serve the student needs. And I'm seeing this is positive feedback in itself. These students that start these power hours, they're signing up again the next month. Because they realize how effective they are. So I'm seeing the same students every month, and every time I see them, their scores are increasing by a band point in writing and speaking.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
It's awesome.
So cool.
And it's so satisfying for me as a teacher to know that I can be effective, right? Just so, selfish sort of like yay me thing. It's super exciting for me to be like, oh my God, it works. Like, I'm helping you.
Right. Because our students, you know, a lot of you guys already have the level you need.
Yeah.
Exactly. As we're talking about here. And, you know, your new life in this new country is ready for you. This new country is waiting for you. And all we need to do is get you over this hurdle. And mm-hmm. we can do that with you guys, for you guys. We can help you get there if you're just willing to invest your time and a little bit of money, but mm-hmm. you'll see the returns in your new life.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about making, hopefully we'll be making a lot more money in the new countries that we're going to, right?
Right.
This is,
yeah.
Think of this as a big investment.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and going back to our student that we're talking about that got the 8.5, that general mm-hmm. training letter.
Yeah.
If listeners, if you guys are going for the general training, like that's what we're talking about, moving to your new country, starting your new life, investing in that dream. That general training letter is not as easy as you think it is. It's not. I mean, there are specific things the examiner is looking for that task achievement, task response score. And that's the other thing that I helped him with in that task one. So far, I've been talking about his task two, really focusing those ideas in the body paragraphs, making those stronger. But in task one, you have to bring this element of creativity that academic students don't have to do in their task one, right?
Okay.
In the general training letter, you're not talking about numbers. You are inventing a character. And that takes some practice. And you have to know exactly what the examiner is looking for. Also, what kind of vocabulary is appropriate in these different characters. And there's a lot of intricacies that go into scoring highly in that letter. Excuse me, that I think high level students don't realize if they're not in a course. Like they're just looking at being like, I can write a letter. I can write 150 words, but it's not that simple, you guys.
Right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. So this student was in the general exam, was taking the general exam. Okay. I didn't realize that before. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
yeah,
just focusing those ideas, that's really all that he needed to do in order to hit that high score. So yeah, it was.
So
I can't believe he got an 8.5.
That is so cool. So the takeaway for today, it sounds like, you know, if you guys are already at this high level, then find a way, you know, whether it's in our course or in another course, our course can definitely do it for you guys by investing in our course and spending a little bit of extra time with Jessica on Skype. Channel your already high skills into understanding this exam and just pass the exam and move on, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
We don't want to hang around IELTS our whole lives. Even though we have a lot of fun here at Three Keys IELTS and IELTS Energy, I don't think you guys want to be preparing for IELTS your whole life.
Oh my God. I would love it if, you know, even after you passed IELTS, you keep listening to our podcast. Like that would be awesome. But
yeah,
that's great. But really, you don't want to have to listen to it just because you can't pass the test.
No, don't let it happen to you. So take an example from this awesome student who will remain nameless because we want to protect the identity of the students in our course. But we do appreciate that the student has worked very hard. He's a great example for us all to look up to.
So awesome. And I mean, he did also seek out his own native speakers to practice the advice that we gave him. So, I mean, you guys can still use other resources. You don't have to, but our course is really all you need.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to this student and to all the other students who are getting these eights in reading, these 8.5s in writing. We are seeing a lot of eights and 8.5s.
I know.
And
it's amazing.
I'm really excited. It's so cool. So guys, if you want to get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get in now and start day one of your 30 or 60 day study plan.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I can talk to you in the power hours.
Excellent. Very cool, Jessica. We'll see you here tomorrow. Take care.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.